This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Fears are rising again in Sri Lanka, 1 week after its Easter Sunday carnage. A gun battle and new explosions, and the military said 15 bodies, including those of six children, were found in and around a house they were trying to clear. More in this report from AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
Sri Lankan police tipped off soldiers to a suspected safe house where a gun battle ensued after militants set off three explosions and opened fire. One source said that it was likely that some of the dead bodies recovered in the aftermath were militants who blew themselves up with suicide bombings. Meanwhile, the military says security forces have recovered explosives, detonators, suicide kits, military uniforms, and Islamic State group flags during the raids. The Easter suicide bombings, claimed by the Islamic State group, targeted churches and hotels and killed at least 250 people. I'm Karen Shamas.
With Islamic extremists being blamed for the terrorism, ethnic tensions in mainly Buddhist Sri Lanka have sharpened. The words of this Muslim man reflect that.
How would you feel if you escape your country because of the terrorists and come to another country like Sri Lanka to ask the people for a shelter, for love, and they treat you like you've been the reason for that tragedy?
Less than a week after it was launched, Pakistan has suspended its nationwide polio vaccination campaign indefinitely. Three polio workers have been murdered this month, one just 2 days ago. Two policemen assigned to protect a vaccination team were also shot and killed. The violence has coincided with unfounded rumors on social media that the oral vaccine has adverse effects. Voters in Spain go to the polls on Sunday in national elections. No one party is expected to win a majority in parliament, and leaders on both the political left and the center-right have urged Spaniards to be wary of the far-right. The balloting pits the incumbent Socialist Party against four other main parties, including the new Vox Party, which is aligned with far-right movements which have emerged across Europe. This is VOA News. A semi-official Iranian news agency is reporting that the Revolutionary Guard has made a surveillance flight over a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
The report shows footage apparently from a Revolutionary Guard drone flying over the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower and another U.S. warship in the Persian Gulf. Jet fighters can be seen parked on the carrier deck. The flight comes after the U.S. government designated the Guard as a terrorist group earlier this month, a move aimed at increasing pressure on Iran and further isolating the country. Iran responded by labeling all U.S. military forces as terrorists. U.S. Naval Forces Central Command would only say the U.S. and its allies are committed to freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz, with no elaboration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Britain's Prince William was in Christchurch, New Zealand today, carrying the message that all forms of extremism must be fought. He also paid tribute to the country's response to the mosque attacks it suffered in March, with a loss of 50 lives.
A terrorist attempted to sow division and hatred in a place that stands for togetherness and selflessness. He thought he could redefine what this space was. I'm here to help you show the world that he failed.
The prince visited the two mosques that were attacked, and he called on hospitalized survivors. Aid workers in Mozambique are warning of floods and mudslides in the aftermath of Cyclone Kenneth, the most powerful storm on record to strike the country. Claire Nullis of the World Meteorological Organization said cyclone preparations probably saved lives.
Mozambican authorities evacuated thousands of people, which we hope limited the loss of life. And Tanzania, which also has never seen tropical cyclones, issued red alerts to warn people of the risks.
Hundreds of people attended a vigil Friday night in the capital of Cyprus, Nicosia, for seven murdered women and girls, all of foreign descent. Police, meanwhile, have intensified their search for more bodies. Vigil organizers charged the investigation into the disappearances of those murdered was inadequate. Police say a 35-year-old military officer has confessed to being what is likely the Mediterranean island's first serial killer. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he would discuss the conflict in eastern Ukraine if he were to meet Ukraine's president-elect Volodymyr Zelensky. No such meeting is set up. Speaking today in China, Putin said he wanted to understand Zelensky's position on the conflict, saying that Ukrainians were tired of the situation. Putin also said he's considering making Russian citizenship available to all Ukrainians, not just those in eastern Ukraine. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.